WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Well, it's two fronts down and still a couple to go in the current series on fronts. When a warm front or cold front stops moving, it becomes a stationary front. As such, it still represents a boundary between two different air masses, but neither is strong enough to replace the other. As you might guess, a noticeable temperature change and/or a shift in wind direction is commonly observed from one side of a stationary front to the other. Naturally, should the boundary resume a forward motion, it again becomes either a warm front or a cold front. A stationary front is represented by a combination of the symbols for warm and cold fronts, that is, alternating blue and red lines with blue triangles pointing towards the warmer air and red semicircles pointing towards the colder air. There is a wide variety of weather along a stationary front with lots of clouds, prolonged precipitation, and thunderstorms that often train or move along similar paths. Now, low pressure systems or storms or waves often migrate or propagate along a stationary front. When this happens, they can dump large amounts of precipitation, resulting in significant flooding along the front. Stationary fronts are common in the southeast and southern United States when the upper air flow pattern becomes parallel to the front, allowing it to move little. Stationary fronts often wash out as the temperature equalizes on either side of the boundary, but a wind shift may persist for a time, resulting in a shear line, which might help to focus shower development. Now, we've got at least one more front coming up next week, and then some boundaries that sometimes act like fronts. You can ask a weather question by dropping an email to question@weatherbrains.com.